Wayne and I were having a sofa recovered, I believe, and this lady was going to do it from her shop, and we went over to look at fabrics and so forth, and she's walking funny. I mean, really funny. And I said, what's wrong with you? Are you got something wrong with your back? She said, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I forget now what happened to it, but I don't know her. She doesn't know me. And I said, by chance, could I pray for your back? She said, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I don't know if she's enthusiastic, but people aren't likely to say no if you're kind. So I said, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to put my hand on the spot that really hurts. And she kind of stared me down and she said, okay. And so that's what we did. So what happened? Well, I don't know. But I represent the kingdom. I represent healing power. I represent the Savior who died to redeem us from sin. I'm His ambassador on the earth. I'm to go into all the world, and that's my world. This is my world. I was glad to get back to my world, by the way. So we're going to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. Now, the soul is the mind, the will, and emotions. How does the soul prosper? I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that's in you. Even as you walk in the truth, they were hearers and doers of the word of God, and it brought them prosperity and it brought them health. Do you see that? Now look at Isaiah 41. I've been trying 3 weeks to get to this, and so I think I'll just jump the rest of my notes and go there. I want to show you something. Isaiah 41:10 is a very familiar scripture if you're a student of the word. Fear thou not, I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, we read Matthew 28. He says, lo, I'm with you always. I'm with you always. And I don't know why we give that such a surface treatment that he's here. It never occurs to us to ask, what is he doing here? You know, when I was very, very ill, as you know, and now I'm very, very well, as you can know. And if Wayne said, I'm here for you, and that was the end of it, that's very shallow. And when we say God is here, we just mean His presence is here. It doesn't occur to us to ask, what is He doing here? See, if I represent Him, I need a divine encounter. I need to know, what is He doing? I had Suzanne look up for me the references that says, lo, I'm with you always, and I will never leave you or forsake you. There's several. He said, fear thou not, I'm with you. Well, if I say to you, do not have to be afraid because I'm here. That doesn't mean I'm just going to sit by you and hold your hand while you have a heart attack. It means I'm here. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be everything you need. You don't have to be afraid. That means I have the power to protect you, and I will protect you. That's what you say to your kid that cries. You say, well, Mama's here. Mm-hmm. Well, what is Mama doing? She's holding fast. She's not only bringing of comfort, but she's bringing solution. When God said, you don't have to be afraid, I'm here, He brings a solution. If you have an encounter with anybody where you need to speak a word, when the disciples went out and got arrested, Jesus told them, don't worry about what to say, because He knew the Spirit of God would give them the words at the right time. And now, first thing we know, God's going to protect me. He said, you don't have to be afraid. So I'm not afraid of the hospital, or the doctor, the needle, the surgery. I talked with a lady, sat on the front row, sobbed hysterically. I've never worked with anybody as hysterical as she was. Never. Several years back. Well, I just let them cry. You don't have to be brilliant here. You couldn't shut her up anyway. And she started screaming and hollering, and she's going to have surgery. Well, fear thou not, I'm here. Well, I'm thinking, and. What do we do? So somebody had driven her, thank good for that. And I said, did you drive her? Are you related to her? Can you tell me what's going on? Well, then you say, what does God say? See, you have to say that to yourself rather than being afraid. You have to say that to yourself. What have you said? God said, I'm here.